92.5, Toronto's number one hit music station. That is Carly Rae Jepsen, Call Me Maybe. That's 8:22 on a commercial-free Monday. Roz and Mocha Show. What's going on?
Yes, how are you? It's 17 is a high today. I don't know if the sun's going to come out. It's supposed to, and then rain later on this afternoon. Nelly Furtado's here. How are you?
Good morning! Woo!
Yay!
Nelly Furtado, welcome.
To see you guys this morning.
What's going on?
And Nelly Furtado, rocking the big hoops this morning,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, they're all right. Medium size, I would call these, but...
You can't not wear big hoops now, right? You know that.
Yeah, I get called out when I don't. I kind of do the variation, you know, just a big earring of some kind. But yes, people definitely want to see me wearing hoops now more than ever, although, as you may know, I have worn many pairs of hoops in the past.
Right, but when you came out with this song.
And you too,
oh,
right?
Oh, I have.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
When you wrote the song, were you thinking like, man, does this mean I'm going to have to wear big hoops for the rest of my life?
Well, not so much. I guess people gravitate towards that part of the song a little. Well, I guess I did call it big hoops.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it really is sort of about me kind of like going back to like age 14, growing up in Victoria, BC, but loving R&B and hip hop crazy and just borrowing my sister's big hoop earrings, going down to hang out in front of the mall like a good teenager and just kind of... Just, it's about that thing that gives you confidence. And for me, it's being on the microphone. So, I mean, it could be your watch. I don't want to leave the guys out. So, you used to wear big hoops.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a song about feeling good.
What kind of kid were you?
I was...
Were you a good kid?
I was okay. I mean, I was a little naughty sometimes. I liked to, you know, music definitely kept me really grounded. Like, no matter what I was doing, you know, I always had to wake up for, you know, band practice the next morning and really, you know, hold it down there and play my instruments.
You'll know this. I used to think I was a good kid. But as soon as you have a kid, you start going through your whole life being like, that thing that I thought was kind of okay, I would die if my kid does that.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah. No, but I think I was pretty good. I mean, you'd have to ask my mom to be sure. But, I mean, I did the occasional, like, you know, I mean, I loved music, right? So, you know, if I maybe snuck out the window as a teenager, it was so that I could go rock out with my DJ friends and listen to them spin and stuff. And just, you know, we used to, yeah, we're a bit mall rats, for sure. Hang out in front of the mall and rhyme and sing.
By the way,
it's all in good nature.
It's 8:24. It's Roz and Mocha Show. Nelly Furtado is here with us. Looking at your career and every time you've ever released an album, there's always been, at least to me, there's been a different sound. And with this new record, it seems like you have, from what I've been reading, it seems like you're taking it back to the old, like the kind of the 90s hip hop that I used to listen to, late 80s type style.
Yeah, my early influences were very much like 90s R&B and hip hop. And even in the song, I mentioned a few groups, like I mentioned No Diggity, which is a Blackstreet song, you know, from that era, et cetera, Poison, BBD, you know, Far Side, I mentioned. So anyway, ironically, you know, a producer that I work with that produced 8 songs on this album, Rodney Darkchild Jerkins, actually just produced the latest Justin Bieber song that just came out. He's great. He's been at it forever. We did Big Hoop. And then it wasn't until a week later that I was walking down the halls of his studio and, you know, he had his wall full of platinum plaques and I realized that he had produced a lot of the songs I was talking about.
Oh,
and it was
really?
A creepy, like, cool goosebump moment where I went, you were like the guy I wanted to meet when I was 14 and we didn't have, like, Idol and Victoria.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was just that girl in my bedroom writing songs and dreaming about being famous. Already feeling famous when I wore my big hoops in front of the mall, I have to say.
Was fame part of it, though? Was fame part of it? Did you want to be a singer? Did you want to be famous?
Well, in the early
difference days,
I grew up in a musical household. Like, for me, like, my mom would have been just as happy if I was, like, teaching trombone at university or something, you know? Because my grandfather was a composer, right? And so I just grew up playing. I was, like, the opposite of a Disney kid. Like, I grew up playing instruments every day of the week. When they first threw me on, like, late-night TV, like, my first time on Letterman or Saturday Night Live, I was, like, a deer in the headlights because I didn't grow up doing TV. I grew up, like, at a jazz concert or playing marching band trombone. So it was kind of foreign to me. But I learned eventually. And now 12 years in... Yeah, definitely not about fame. It's more about just sharing the music. But early days, I think, yeah, I was excited about the idea of free clothes and meeting boys and everything like that.
But are you good at being famous? Because some people are not good at being famous because nobody can teach you how to be famous.
Right.
Did you have to become good at being famous?
Well, the weird thing with me is even as a really small child, like, I used to feel uncomfortable in big crowds. And I used to kind of feel like I had to hide. Like, I'd be at, like, these... We have these big Portuguese, like, church functions called festas. And I'd be there and all the kids kids would be playing, everybody having fun. What would I be doing? Hiding in the washroom in the cubicle. Because I was so shy. I was like horribly shy as a kid.
Yeah.
But then when I was on stage, I felt like I liked how the music made people happy, you know? How people smiled when I sang. And it just felt good. And I knew I was going to be a performer from the age of 4. And so I guess the fame thing or whatever. I guess I'm lucky because, you know, some of the thing, I think there's a similarity between my demeanor as a child and what I have to be like now. Right. Like, because obviously you can't like run down the street like in full makeup and hair, like at the mall or whatever. You know, I hide a lot. You know, I wear hats and wear glasses and, you know, I found a way to make it all work.
Yeah.
I think you make choices, right? You make a choice about, you know, how you want to live your life, and that dictates how people perceive you.
It's 8:28. Nelly Furtado's here on the Raza Mocha Show. Did you get a chance to work with Timbaland again on this record?
No, I didn't. Him and I worked really early days, like probably even before I put my Spanish album out, just kind of like 2 years after Loose. And we did some stuff, but none of it really made the album. So no, I got Rodney Jerkins did 8. I got Salaam Remy did 3. Then nice. I got some dabbling. I got another Canadian producer, Bob Rock, on the album, actually, which is kind of crazy. I heard what he did with Michael Bublé, and I called him up, and he was super nice and cool. And I was intimidated because I thought he'd be like, you know, an evil rock dude or something. But he was so sweet. I worked with, there's a reggae producer on the album. It's very eclectic. I mean, it's very upbeat, this album, but it ranges. There's dance, there's pop, there's a bit of everything.
Nice.
Awesome. And you're going to be, you're going to perform Big Hoops for us in a sec, right?
Oh yeah, we're going to perform
live.
All right.
Nelly Furtado is here inside the Kiss 92.5 studios. Acoustically, Big Hoops will happen right after Flo Rida Whistle.
Kiss 92.5.